This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A couple from Versailles spends their days on the road traveling across the country to help farmers improve genetics in their beef cattle herds through a process known as embryo transfer. Larry and Cheryl Nelson have devoted their lives to the science of embryo transfer, with Larry noting that it's not the career he actually planned on.
50 years ago, I went to college and my degree was actually in semen technology because embryo transfer hadn't started yet. And while I was there, my major professor said, "This embryo transfer stuff sounds kind of fun. Let's do some experiments and see what's going on." And that's what evolved into my involvement in embryo transfer.
Larry says embryo transfer gives farmers another tool for genetic improvement.
The idea was you can take one individual that's got the genetics you want and create more calves out of her, or in the horse industry, more foals, whatever species you're working with.
He adds he gets the dirty end of the job by removing embryos and placing them in other cows who will later give birth to the calf.
We flesh the cow, take the embryos out, and either freeze them or put them in surrogate mothers or recipient cows. And like today at the farm we're at, we were just putting in frozen embryos. You can freeze an embryo and it'll stay in the tank. We don't know how long, and of course we can put them in as we want to.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Larry Nelson from Versailles says he enjoys working with owners and seeing their work pay off.
Enjoy the cattle, see the product of your work, basically. I remember 1 year ago, we forget how many Denver champions we had created in that 1 year.
One of his favorite memories was an Angus cow that produced some top-notch calves.
She was the most obnoxious and really basically ugly little old cow you've ever seen. But again, genetically, she passed on something to her progeny.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.